Welcome to another exciting podcast of the Decline and Fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, broadcasting live from the great state of North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about the city of Seattle, Washington, and how it has completely shut down its gifted and talented program for gifted and talented students in the public school system. Now, you may ask, and by the way, this is a struggling public school system because it's in a major city. So you may ask yourself, why in God's name would any city, major city, shut down its entire gifted and talented program for gifted and talented students in its public school system? Why would it do that? I mean, aren't these people the future of our society? Aren't these the people that are going to come up with the next generation of inventions, run the next generation of businesses, pay the next generation of taxes, be the next generation of leaders? These are the best and the brightest in that school system, in that public school system. So what reason did the school board in Seattle give for completely shutting down the gifted and talented program in the city of Seattle? Well, the school board said that there were too many white students in the program and there were too many Asian students in the program. And the school board said that this is leading to racial inequalities, and therefore the school board is no longer going to tolerate it. It's no longer going to tolerate a public school system for gifted and talented students because too many of the students turned out to be white and Asian. And therefore, the school board has decided to eliminate the program. That's the facts. So this has been widely reported. I'll read you an article. You can read the same article online or any of 1,000 other articles on the same topic. You can come to your own conclusions. I'm just asking the question, is this just not another sign of the decline and fall of America when a public school system eliminates the program for its gifted and talented students because it says, the school board says, there are too many white and Asian students that are gifted and talented, and the school board is not going to tolerate that? Interesting, huh? And what do you think that's going to do to their families? You think they're going to stay in Seattle, or do you think they're going to flee to the suburbs right away? What would you do if you had a gifted and talented child in the Seattle school system and there's no longer any gifted or talented programs? Well, let's read part of the article. It's a long one. I won't read the whole thing. I'll just read part of it, and you can make up your own mind. You got to hand it to Seattle. They knew how to take a once beautiful, great, safe city and completely destroy it in one generation. Here is an example of that. And by the way, this is not just happening in Seattle. You can think it is, but it's not. It's happening in almost every major city across the country. So let's open your eyes. Let's focus on this and take a look at your own local cities. Is this not happening locally where you live? Here's the article. Quote, Seattle has shuttered its gifted and talented programs because the school board has determined that it has too many white and Asian students. By the way, I wanted to mention this article comes from the Daily Mail newspaper. The Daily Mail is a newspaper out of England, Great Britain, and they report on these things because the U.S. media in large part tries to ignore it. The U.S. media has become so politicized, it tries to ignore all major stories that don't agree with its political slants, which currently tends to be to the left. So we'll find these news articles in other places. In this case, interestingly enough, newspapers in Great Britain are doing a more accurate job reporting the news in the United States than American newspapers are. Go figure. So here's the article. Quote, Seattle has shuttered its gifted and talented programs because the school board has determined that they had too many white and Asian students. The district began phasing out its highly capable cohort schools and classrooms for advanced students in the 2022 school year because they found it had too many racial inequities. School bosses said that Black and Hispanic students were underrepresented at these schools. A quote, according to the Seattle Public School data, of the highly capable students in the 2023 school year, 52% were white, 16% were Asian, and 3.4% were Black. During a January 2020 school board meeting, the parents of the Black students in the highly capable cohort asked the school board to consider finding ways to incorporate students of color into the gifted program rather than shutting it down. quote, then school board vice president Chandra Hampson slammed those parents, saying, quote, this is a pretty masterful job of tokenizing a really small community of color within the existing cohort, unquote. My request, quote, my request is that you please consider the disservice that you would be doing to the minorities that are already in the HCC program, one father said at the meeting, which was reported in a local newspaper, The Stranger. Quote, the program does more for black children, particularly black boys, than it does for their peers. Three elementary schools, five middle schools, and three high schools are currently highly capable cohort schools, all of which are going to be phased out by 2027. Quote, the gifted and talented program has been now replaced with the, quote, highly capable neighborhood school model, which requires teachers to come up with individualized learning programs for all of their students. According to the Seattle Public Schools, the new model will be, quote, more inclusive, equitable, and culturally sensitive. Parents told the Seattle Times that they think the new model could lead their children to getting overlooked, and it will slow their academic progress. Erica Ruby, a parent of a second grader at Decatur Elementary School, said, quote, it seems to me that the kids on maybe both extremes are going to be underserved. Karen Stukowski of the three students in the gifted program said, you can only do so much differentiation. Quote, you have to have some kids, you do have some kids that can barely read and other kids who are reading Harry Potter in the first grade or kindergarten. How are you going to not only get those kids up to grade level and also challenge those kids who are already way above grade level, unquote. Some teachers said that they felt that they don't have the time and resources to make learning plans for every single student in a classroom of 30 students. At least that's what the teachers are saying. Here's the article, quote, no extra time, no aid in the classroom, no curriculum help, and no extra compensation to come up with these additional lesson plans for every level of learning in every single classroom, said the report. The school district said on March 5th in an update that they are facing a $104 million budget deficit. Quote, this happened because Washington State is facing educational funding gaps and there are fewer students enrolled at the Seattle Public Schools, said the school district. Quote, however, supporters of this new program think it will bring together students of different backgrounds, unquote. Well, the article goes on from there. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You get the idea at this point. But what's interesting to me is the Seattle Public Schools are already $100 million short this year in their budget. And they already have declining enrollment. Why? Because Seattle's no longer a safe city. Why? Because the city's been overtaken by homelessness and criminals and illegal aliens and drug dealers. Why? Because its school system sucks. The public school system isn't good in Seattle. And so what happens? Fewer people enroll, right? More people move out. They move to the suburbs when they have kids, or they move to different cities to get away from it, or they send their kids to private schools, or they homeschool their kids, or their kids learn online, or they go to charter schools. But anyone who can has already taken their kids out of the public schools in Seattle. And what's keeping some remaining good families there? Well, they have a gifted and talented program. So if your kids were really smart and ahead of their grade level and they're doing math and science and reading ahead of their grade level, why? They would be tested. And if they passed the test, they would be put into these special schools for the gifted and talented kids so that they could continue to learn. But apparently, according to the school board in Seattle, there were too many whites and Asians and not enough blacks and Hispanics. And as a result, they're just completely shutting down these schools. They're just getting rid of the gifted and talented program entirely, and they're just going to put all these gifted and talented kids into the regular classrooms with everybody else. Well, do you think the gifted and talented kids will be learning anything? Do you think that the rest of the 29 kids in the classroom can keep up with them? Or do you think they're just going to be sitting there bored out of their minds, wishing they were dead, going, why am I in this group of people? Because they're reading at a second grade level, and I'm reading at an eighth grade level. So what do you think is going to happen to their families? They're going to leave. They're going to leave. And the enrollment's going to continue to decline, and that's going to create a bigger funding gap. And it's not going to benefit anybody. Instead of raising the tide, instead of creating better educational system for everybody, instead of finding ways to improve the system, they're destroying the best aspects of the Seattle Public School District. So you go, well, I don't live in Seattle. This doesn't affect me. Why should I care? I promise you this. If you look at the major city near you, a similar thing is happening in the major city near you. It's happening all across the country. They're using DEI, right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives to destroy merit-based systems, right? So what was really wrong with this program? It was based on merit, how smart the kids are, what academic level they were on, how did they test? You know, are they doing mathematics at a second grade level or an eighth grade level? Well, it's a merit-based system. And instead of trying to make sure that more people can get into a merit-based system, instead of improving the quality of the curriculum or the teaching staff or reducing class sizes or improving resources, no, they're basically destroying the upper programming, the best programming for the best students in the school district. Now, other than driving the best families away and out of district, the families that have raised gifted and talented students, right? They're just going to leave. And how does that improve anything, right? When their families leave, the taxpaying citizens of Seattle with the good kids who are in the gifted programs, when they leave, how are you going to replace that with what? An illegal alien that's illiterate, that has no skills, that's going to be on welfare for 10 years, that just came up here from El Salvador? That's going to be the backfill? That their kids are the ones that are going to be the backfill when these gifted and talented kids pull out? That's what's happening across the country right now. Now, you may say, well, who cares if the public schools collapse, right? I don't know about you, but I care. I kind of care about the public schools. I think it's a backbone of our country. But to see it being destroyed like this, and not being destroyed from the outside, these are the idiots on the school board that are destroying their own school district. And what do you think is going to happen to the teachers there, right? If you're a good teacher and you've worked your way with seniority and ability into these gifted and talented schools where you have motivated students that are eager to learn, and all of a sudden the entire school is and the programming is shut down. If you're a gifted and talented teacher that wants to have motivated, intelligent, and bright and capable students, well, if you don't have any programming and you're not allowed to teach the curriculum, right? Because the school board says, nope, sorry, too many whites and Asians, not enough blacks and Hispanics. If you're a gifted and talented teacher, are you going to stay in the Seattle public schools? Hell no. You're out of there. You're going. You're leaving. There's a teacher shortage nationwide. Why would you stay? They're out of there. They're going to leave. They're going to go to the suburbs, going to go to charter schools, going to go to private schools. They're going to do anything other than staying in that system. So the Seattle public schools are going to lose their remaining brilliant teachers. So if you dumb down the entire system instead of improving the entire system, what's the end result? I would submit to you, the end result is yet another clear sign of the decline and fall of America. What do you think? Charles Factor, broadcasting live from the great state of North Carolina, wishing you a great day.